Yeah, so now we're just going to clip around the edges. He just wants to trim, so we're just going to trim it up for him a little bit. And barbers generally start in the back here.
Lolo Saldana is surrounded by shiny tools. Clippers, razors, spray bottles, about 100 scissors. He owns and runs the only barbershop on Catalina Island.
You guys come on in if you like.
The aftershave gives off a clean smell that reminds me of Vicks Vapor Rub. He pats shaving cream on his customer's neck.
Barbers always use a razor to outline it better, see? A better outline.
He's on the shorter side, big clear eyes. A lot of the time, his visitors aren't looking for a haircut, just a hello. Kids pass in and out throughout the day to ask for a Jolly Rancher or some bazooka bubblegum.
When he cuts little kids' hair, they never cry.
The thing is, Lolo has cut the hair of the Islanders since 1955. Soon, he'll be 84 years old. He still remembers his first customer.
And he said, hey, you shave? I said, yeah, come on in. Well, okay. So right there in barber school, I started hacking away on him. But he was so drunk, he slept through the whole thing. And that's probably why they gave him to me, because he was drunk, you know. Anyway, I was patient with him, and his total bill for a haircut and a shave was 40 cents.
No way.
He gave me 50 cents, and I said, here's your change, sir. No, you keep that. So he gave me a dime, but you know what? I could buy a donut and a cup of coffee in my break for that price.
Lolo says a good day is about 10 haircuts. So 10 haircuts a day, 6 days a week, 50 weeks a year for 58 years. In total, that's like...
I won't answer that because I'm afraid you might be with the IRS. If the IRS has to know everything, a businessman can't make a living.
Lolo's shop looks almost like an exaggerated exhibit of the 50s. The walls are covered with black and white photographs of Little League teams, old newspaper clippings, family pictures.
Johnny Vandermeer, Johnny Vandermeer.
Banks, and this is Joe Gianfrido.
And we can walk over here.
This is Bobby Jones right there. Up above.
You can spot a few celebrities, too.
Well, you see, John Wayne used to go by all the time. And you know, he always yelled, hey, hi, fellas. That was his favorite thing. Hi, fellas. And I had another couple of guys that, like Tiger Woods, was in here all the time. And O.J. Simpson, I got a nice picture of O.J. before he had his problems.
He's a veteran of the Korean War, a father to 4 grown children, a Spanish speaker of Mexican background, a former Little League coach. Any one of his customers will tell you that Lolo can still play a good game of golf.
Actually, I played so much golf that I wanted to get into professional golf. See? And I had a chance at one time to get into professional golf, but I figured I'm going to stay in school. I was in my first year of college when I was offered a professional job, but it was in Arizona somewhere. And somebody said, well, don't go down there. It's too hot down there. Well, it probably was. I don't know, but I'll never get the chance. But after I got married, I said, well, and my wife said, go ahead, continue your golf, and I'll work. She worked for the phone company at the time, and she had a good job. And so I said, no. In those days, the man worked. Now the woman has to work to subsidize the family.
Lolo's wife, Lydia, passed away about 4 years ago. He mentions her often as he's cutting hair.
Oh, she was great. Did I show you a picture of her? That was her.
Oh my, she was beautiful.
Yeah. I met her one day here on the island, and right after I got out of the Army, so I got to the point where I said, you know, I kind of like that gal. I said, I better go see what her feelings are. So I called her and went over, and I said, can you get a couple of days off? And she said, sure. So we I got in the car, took off, and we were driving. She said, we've been driving for a couple hours. Where are we going? And I says, I got an idea. We should probably get married. That was it. And she says, okay. She says, sounds good to me. And that was it. That was my proposal. I didn't even have a ring. She says, well, we don't need one. She said, we don't need one, but we'll get one somewhere.
Many people would feel trapped in the same job their whole lives. Not Lolo.
I've always said that you have, if you enjoy where you're living, and it's your comfort zone, You got to put something back into it, you know. And if you put something back into it, somebody else is going to see what you're putting into it, and it's going to follow suit, you know. Like my barber shop here, it's dusty and it's old and whatever it is, but I love it, you know. And it's comfort, just like these kids. And this morning, the kids are in and out of here all day. They're getting candy. They're getting it's a home. It's a place for them and a place for me too. A place away from home.
On Catalina Island, I'm Camila Kerwin reporting for KISL.